things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
824 on KVUE and KVUE.com. AAA Kansas Manager of Public and Government Affairs, Sean Stewart, joining us, which means it's time to talk about holiday travel.
Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Thanks for having me on again, guys.
Glad to have you on. It sounds like AAA is getting ready for another, I'm not going to use the phrase that I want to, although it's the first one that came to mind. I'm just going to say it's another banner travel season here for not only the area, but really for the state of Kansas.
Yeah, it's really been a banner year for travel. Travel has just been through the roof throughout the year, and we're definitely seeing a continuation of that. Nationally, we're projecting more than 119 million travelers for the holiday period that runs December 21st through January 1st. And of that, about 107 million will be driving to their destinations. That's about 90% roughly. It's a little bit higher percentage of drivers in Kansas, almost 92%.
Wow.
But yeah, some big numbers. It isn't actually kind of an interesting trend here. We're not seeing a record number of people driving to their destinations nationwide. It's 2.5 million more than last year, but it's slightly shy of 2019's record of 108 million.
Well, what? Why the high number of drivers? I would assume, Sean, that gas prices have something to do with that.
Yeah, gas prices are definitely in a good shape right now. Here in Kansas, we're at $2.67 a gallon, about 4 cents less than where we were a year ago, 35 cents or so less than the national average, and that puts us fifth cheapest gas prices in the nation. So that definitely helps. I think for the most part, most people like to drive to their destinations. There's cost savings there. You kind of have control of your schedule and don't have to deal with the craziness that takes over our airports this time of year, for sure.
But at the same time, it sounds like there is going to be, you know, a little bit of an increase in air and maybe some other modes of travel as well.
Yeah, that's right. We're looking at increases in terms of air travel. About 53,000 Kansans we're projecting will fly to their holiday destinations. That's up about 6.5% from a year ago. And then in terms of other travel, we're seeing a 10.2% increase in Kansas for modes such as cruise lines, trains, bus lines, et cetera. So about 47,000 Kansans will be taking a cruise or traveling some other mode of transportation.
There'll be a lot of people on the roads and traveling through the air. So when will be the busiest travel times? What are we looking at heading into this weekend, Sean?
Yeah, we're looking at this weekend and next weekend, kind of the weekends before and after the Christmas holiday and leading into the New Year's holiday. So pretty much any time towards the end of this week and through the weekend, we'll likely be busy on the roads and in the airports. So, you know, we always talk about packing your patience and just taking your time a little bit, leaving extra time, especially if you're headed to the airport. Make sure that you're going to have time to find a place to park, get to the terminal, get through security, and hopefully get to your flight on time.
You know, Sean, I know last when we talked with you shortly before Thanksgiving, we talked an awful lot about driving when alert, driving while refreshed. But one of the things that's really highlighted here in the news release that you sent out to us here a couple of weeks back is basically staying, you know, right around the speed limit or right at the speed limit, because the way it sounds is adding speed doesn't necessarily mean shaving time.
Yeah, that's right. There's so many dangers involved with speeding, and it's really just not worth the time. You're really not going to save that much time in the grand scheme of things. And the impact of, you know, a crash at excessive speeds can just be so much worse. So we recommend sticking to the speed limit. Another benefit of that is that it helps gas mileage. If you're the higher you go on speed, the lower your gas mileage is going to be. So if you're concerned about that, try to stick to that speed limit. And especially with the extra crowds on the roads, it just gives you a little bit more time to react should something happen.
We talked about the attractive, you know, fuel prices here across the land, and specifically here in Kansas. What about airfares? What are we looking at there, Sean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, airfares are, you know, slightly up this year. Let me try to find the numbers here in front of me. Yeah, domestic airfares are a little bit more expensive than last year, about 4% higher. If you're traveling internationally, those flights are running about 13% higher than last year. Hotels are slightly up, about 1% domestically. And then if you're heading internationally, those hotels are looking like they're about 15% cheaper than a year ago. So there's one silver lining if you're headed overseas.
Well, is there anything else, Sean, you wanted to bring up here this morning? Because that's pretty much the full scope of what we had planned here for you today.
Yeah, I mean, just a reminder, we talk about this before holidays, but make sure that your car is in good shape. Get it checked out. Get your battery charge tested and make sure your tires are properly inflated and have good tread. We responded to about 4,000 emergency roadside service calls last holiday season. So we prefer that you be spending your time with your family and not stuck on the side of the road, although we are always available to help if needed.
And the good news on that front is if you're traveling traveling across the roadways, the weather looks like it's going to be conducive for travel. Yeah. And nothing adverse out there, at least here locally, Sean.
Yeah, yeah, the weather's looking good, at least for the next week's forecast. So that's a good reminder, though, to always check the weather for your trip. It may be different in your destination than it is here. So always be looking ahead so you don't run into something unexpected.
Sean, thanks much, man. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Thanks very much.
All right, AAA Kansas Manager of Public and Government Affairs, Sean Stewart, with us here this morning on our Newsmaker 2.
Okay, looking ahead to tomorrow, we'll have Senior Center Director Carla Fessler with an update. That'll be at 8:20 tomorrow here on KVUE. Still a lot to get to here this hour as KVUE's morning show continues.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. It's 8:30. KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM presents.